Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It's Palm Sunday. We all, I think, all know the story of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Not the conqueror, not at the head of an army, but as one who has inherited the right to the throne. He was met by crowds that covered the streets with palm branches and with their own robes to show that they were willing to bow down to him, that they were willing to accept him as their king, that they were willing to accept him as their Lord. And that very act was an act of sedition against the Roman Empire. The country of Judea, as it was called within the Roman Empire, was well known in Rome as being the most rebellious of all the empire. There were more rebellions in Judea than in any other country that Rome ruled. Over and over again, people rose up, called themselves the Messiah, led armies of Jews that believed that they would be followed by armies of angels to throw the Romans out of their little country. And over again, their rebellions were squashed. So when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, not as a conquering hero, but as one who had the right to the throne, the Romans must have been a little confused. They knew that this was an act of rebellion, and yet where was his army? They knew that it was against the law to rise up and say, "I am the rightful king of any province of Rome," without Caesar's approval. And yet, how was he going to defend his kingdom against the armies, the Roman legions that were, still are, legendary in their fighting abilities? They had conquered the known world, all the way around the Mediterranean. Powerful. Here was this young man on the back of a donkey, putting himself out there as the rightful ruler, God-given, God-ordained, God-anointed ruler of Israel, of the people Israel, of the country of Judea. The Sanhedrin was the ruling body of the church. They were terrified. They didn't want to see another rebellion. They didn't want to see their people slaughtered. They didn't want to have their power questioned. They were threatened. The status quo was shaky at best. The Roman government could replace them with a word. They didn't want things to get any worse. They were afraid. The people knew Jesus. The people bowed down to him. The people shouted, "Hosanna, save us." The people covered the streets and welcomed him as their king. But the people in power, the people in charge, the government, wasn't very interested in welcoming him at all. So what was in the mind of Christ that day as he rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, on the back of a colt? He knew where he was going. He knew that the people loved him, and he knew that the powers would oppose him. He knew that he was going to his death. He knew that he could call up armies of angels, that he was the Son of God, that he had the power to conquer and to rule, and that in time he would return to conquer and to rule. Amen. But now, it was his time to serve. And he served God by offering himself up as a sacrifice. Pure, holy, perfect, sinless, and yet willing to challenge the authority, the law, the rulers of the day. And knowing that the price he would pay would be his life. Today there are people going out into places in the world where Christianity is illegal. They know that they are putting their lives on the line. Today, to go out into our government and speak the name of God can often be unpopular and can sometimes get you into trouble. Lose your job, be sued. We live in a world that provides us with more freedoms than many people have had, and yet it's still not perfect. We live in a country with a wonderful government that has popular representation, and yet still we don't always get it right. We struggle. We try. But we're human. And so the institutions that we put together are as fallible as the humans that put them together. And so as we begin our Easter week, I would like you to think about what it was like for Jesus in Jerusalem that week, 2,000 and a few years ago, riding into Jerusalem, riding into the mouth of the Roman legions, riding into a city ruled by the Sanhedrin, who were afraid, terrified of losing their authority and their positions, riding into a city that was proclaiming him king, but that wasn't ready to crown him king. And still isn't. One day, we will see Jesus crowned on the Temple Mount. One day, all knees will bow. All voices will recognize his name as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For the glory of God. We're not there yet. I don't expect to see it in my lifetime. I don't know, it could be thousands of years. It could be moments from now. We don't know. I ask you, how did it feel to be the anointed Son of God facing the entire might of the entire Roman Empire? With 12 disciples and a donkey.